Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The White House says the Chinese military has engaged in unsafe and unprofessional maneuvers that have nearly led to collisions with an American fighter plane and a U.S. Navy ship.
The White House says the Chinese military, in the air and in the sea, has become increasingly aggressive.
It won't be long before somebody gets hurt.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby refers to an incident in which an American fighter pilot was forced to cross into Chinese jet wash. And then there was the close encounter between a U.S. destroyer and a Chinese warship.
150 yards? Speaking as an old sailor myself, I'll tell you, that's pretty close when you're in open waters like that.
Beijing claims it's the U.S. that's, quote, deliberately stirring up risks. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
It's quite the mystery. Why did a business jet enter restricted airspace near the nation's capital yesterday before crashing in Virginia? The NTSB's Adam Gerhart.
The airplane at some point became unresponsive during the en route portion of the flight to the New York City area. The airplane was subsequently intercepted by fighter jets.
The pilot and the three passengers died in the crash. The recovery effort at the site of a partially collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa, has mostly come to an end. Mayor Mike Mattson.
Our focus is still on recovery. There's a potential for transition. Workers, and I can't thank them enough again, going meticulously through all the material. Once that is completed, we'll work with our contractor and our plan for the safe dismantle.
Attorneys for former President Trump brought their concerns about a potential case against their client to federal prosecutors today, says CBS's Robert Costa.
His lawyers met with Justice Department officials, though not with Attorney General Merrick Garland, to discuss the state of the case ahead of a possible charging decision. The grand jury has been quiet for weeks, and what we're hearing is that Trump's lawyers went in there today and said to DOJ officials, "We have some concerns about how you've handled this case."
The American spy Robert Hansen has died. The 79-year-old former FBI agent was found in his cell in the federal prison in Florence, Colorado this morning, serving a life sentence there. CBS's Arden Farhi.
Over the course of his decades-long espionage career, Hansen disclosed more than 6,000 pages of highly classified national security information to the KGB and its successor agency, the SVR. In return, he received around $600,000 in cash, diamonds, and deposits in Russian bank accounts.
Hansen was arrested in 2001. At the close, the Dow down 200 points, S&P 500 down about 9 points, NASDAQ down 11. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Milwaukee police have arrested a 27-year-old man from Milwaukee in connection with the murder of a 1-year-old Saturday night. Zaire Nevels was shot while sitting inside of a car during a dispute among adults at around 8 that night. A 25-year-old man from Kenosha drowned in the chain of lakes yesterday after attempting to swim across the channel. The man went underwater early Sunday morning near Petite Lake and his body was found about 5 hours later. A drone using thermal imaging was used by Racine County law enforcement when they looked for and found a Milwaukee man that had run off after a crash on the interstate early Friday.
Drop it! Drop the stuff in your hands now!
A statement says Mac is facing several charges, including OWI, after rear-ending a semi on the interstate, then running off and hiding in nearby grass. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and GTWLawyers.com.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom! It's Monday Madness. You're back, man. You're back.
Hey, Crudy, great to be with you. Happy Monday, man. Evan working so hard on the board. Happy, happy Monday to our fair audience as well. Great to be here.
I'm glad you're back, offering some continuity to the lineup, Dom.
Yeah.
You know, we got a couple of...
What's been going on since I was gone?
We got a couple of absentees in the lineup. Matt Flynn taking a little quick vacation. He'll be back preceding us on Wednesday. And, of course, Dom, we've got some big programming stuff. We'll get to that coming up on this show. But let's talk about the important Wisconsin breaking headlines, or at least the headline of the day, Dom. Gableman keeps losing. This one's not a shocker, is he? Corrupted former Supreme Court justice. Embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin, according to the guy that hired him to be the special sauce investigator. Of all things, what, John Doe? No, he was the rigged election.
Yes, yes, Republican Robin Voss hired Gableman and eventually called him an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin.
He was investigating the stolen election from Donald Trump, you know.
Is that what he was doing?
Where through the will and the cast vote of the people of the state of Wisconsin, they beat Donald Trump by 21,000 votes. And, you know, Gableman... didn't think that should be the case. But anyways, he also really hasn't been transparent as this role as a bureaucrat, a special investigator for the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin.
No.
Well, he doesn't want to seem to be bothered with things like public records and retention of them.
Open records, transparency, you know, those kinds of things. I thought Republicans were all about that.
Well, I'm glad to see one of the Gannett reporters is out doing her job today.
Not on strike today.
Was a big walkout at Gannett today, but apparently not all the Journal Sentinel journalists are stepping out. Molly Beck reports a Dane County judge on Monday handed another loss to assembly leaders who launched a fruitless effort to review the 2020 presidential election. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost again ordered the Assembly Office of Special Counsel to stop deleting records.
Please stop deleting records. You're not supposed to do that.
How do you get back the deleted records? You can't undelete the deleted records. And rejected a motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the liberal watchdog group American Oversight, seeking documents related to the review that began in 2021 and lasted far too long. Never should have started, lasted too long, continues to bleed the taxpayers.
Oh, yes.
And the guy that hired the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to lead this thing up called him an embarrassment. And then what? Sought to, I think Gabe, anyways, let's get back to the reporting thereof. It was overseen by the aforementioned corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman until he was fired unceremoniously by Robin Voss in 2022.
Now, this is what Robin Voss said at the time when he fired him.
Yes, please do share.
Quote, "He's an embarrassment to the state. I hired him on recommendations thinking we were going to hire somebody who was good, who was a good, articulate, independent voice."
No, he didn't. "He's an embarrassment
to the state."
No, you never thought he was an independent, articulate voice for the people of Wisconsin. You hired him because he was a partisan. He effectively came out immediately after the 2020 election declaring a rigged election. A former state Supreme Court justice going out around the state advocating for what? Stop the steal. You knew that this guy was not some bipartisan, above the fray sort of honorable, good,
articulate, independent voice. That's what he said. So he must be telling the truth, right?
I question the veracity of the truth being told there. I don't want to call the speaker a liar per se, not on a Monday.
But if this former Supreme Court justice was out on corrupted, a Stop the Steal tour, I mean, presumably you don't think that would be, you know, an independent voice looking into what you consider election irregularities. Presumably he already has an opinion that there are election irregularities. Of course, lots of Republicans did, because that's what Trump told them.
Did I not express that clearly enough for the panel? You felt like you had a double yes. dip the
You're
irregularities?
Welcome. I am a good, articulate speaker.
I'll tell him. You tell him again. And then I'll tell him what I told him. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County after Gableman testified in June in a separate lawsuit brought by the same group that he deletes records he deems irrelevant or useless to his review. A practice his attorney acknowledged and Gableman reiterated after a tense court hearing, after which he was held in contempt for his behavior.
He's literally contemptuous.
He is contemptuous. I mean, his tone, Dom. "If I had to keep every scrap of paper, I would do nothing else," the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Gableman told reporters after the June 10th, 2022 hearing. Now, Dom, why did Voss hire Gableman?
Voss hired Gableman to conduct a review under pressure from former President Donald Trump. Remember that photo of Voss and Trump in the plane, in the private plane?
Going to Alabama, because Voss had great reason to be in the Deep South with the former president under pressure so he could hire the corrupted former, clearly not independent, Michael Gableman. See, we told him three times. Now it might stick.
It was under pressure from Trump, who has continued to push state lawmakers to act on his false claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election that he lost. Thank you, Molly Beck. Trump lost to Biden by 21,000 votes. Let's get back to the story here. Frost, the judge, wrote in his order that the Assembly's Office of Special Counsel, which is currently dormant after Gableman was fired, so the dormant Office of Special Counsel, you know, still has to be represented, still has cases in court, still costing the taxpayers, but hey, Voss, it's OPM, right, baby? Frost said that the Office of Special Counsel throws a variety of arguments against the wall to try to avoid the public records retention law, including contending that the office's authority to conduct investigation exempts the proceedings from retention rules. Quote, "This argument ignores reality and makes no sense."
Never claimed to make sense, Dom.
I mean, you got to say something. You're in court. Frost in July ordered Gableman to preserve all records in July. This is last July.
11 months ago. We're in June custody, now.
Regardless of whether they had been requested under the state's public records law as part of a fourth lawsuit filed by the American Oversight against Gableman and Assembly Republicans over their requests for public records related to Gableman's review. Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Still losing money on behalf of Wisconsin Tech.
Get in, losers. We're going losing. I mean, come on. This is what I mean. At some point, right? Are people, do they still buy this? Did they ever buy it, Dom? Well, yeah, the hardcores do. I'm not sure Voss did. I'm not sure Trump ever did, even though he may convince himself. I'm not sure that those who engaged in the fraudulent elector scam here in the state of Wisconsin and other states around the country on the behest of Trump's attorneys, if they were true believers or not. You know, I really don't know. Can't get in the mind. Doesn't really matter. To me, it's all part of the fraud, all part of the conspiracy started by Donald Trump.
You know who I heard on the dial just the other day on Righty Whitey Talk Radio? Vicky, specifically, the hostess. Janelle Branchon, your girl. A former Assembly Elections Committee chairperson who, what, empowered Gableman with subpoena power. But she also, apparently, through the endorsement of Voss's, what, primary opponent?
Republican.
Both Gableman and Janelle Branchon, who was given her committee assignment by Speaker Robin Voss, they both turned on Boss Voss. And they both vindictively, Dom, were either fired or stripped of their committee assignments. I'm not saying there wasn't a good damn reason to do so in both cases, but of course there was never a good reason to do it in the first place. There was never a good enough reason to empower and panel Gableman.
It's like Scott Walker used to cash those checks because Scott Walker asked, because Donald Trump asked. That's why.
That is why.
Not that there's any proof of any, you know, malfeasance. Not that there's any proof of fraud. 62 out of 63 cases lost, right? The election was free and fair, so says his own guy who he eventually fired, Trump did, who I believe may be testifying in front of Jack Smith. That's a whole nother story. But we're talking about, you know, overtaking, flipping over the will of the people. That's problematic.
You know who I had co-deviling on Friday in your absence?
Who?
Mediocre Joe Giangante. I mean, regular Joe Giangante. I teased Joe.
Why did you do that to our fair audience, man?
You know, I, as we were often accused during the Ron Johnson interviews, I didn't sufficiently grill the man. I didn't give him the third degree. There was no on-air waterboarding going on. But I did get to know the guy just, you know, a little better, sort of expose the audience to the ideology. But I love, to this day, he's still, you know, the hoax. Hoax.
Hoax. What's
the Russian collusion hoax.
Oh, that was a hoax?
That was a hoax. He did say he had a good laugh watching Joe Biden trip. I said, well, we also acknowledged Joe Biden tripped. I watched in real time, and since he was uninjured. But anyways, so, you know, you got big britches to fill?
Not really, man. You know, the audience, normally we air grievances on Friday, so I hope you let Crudy have it with Mediocre Joe. Come on, man. So are my stereotypes, are they right? Is there any reason? I mean, did he give you any cogent reason to believe that his philosophy and politics are the way to go?
Oh, no. No, oh, absolutely okay. Not. No, okay. I was not persuaded whatsoever. But I did expose the audience to broader ideology, and someone called in and said, you're very zen-like. It's very humanistic of you. And I said, that's not it. It's strategic. We got to know how they're thinking so we can stick it to them. Right, Dom?
You know it, Crudy.
Come back. Stick it to us, 844-967-2789. Not you so much, CJ.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 58. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75. Lows dip down to about 53. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82
this
degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I don't know if Amtrak's going to expand their rail service, but we continue to expand the coverage area that Civic Media services, and we have done so again. We are live right now in La Crosse, Wisconsin, man, where we went to college, 1490 AM, the Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial at 1490 AM. Find us there. Tell Dana and all the friends we're in La Crosse now. Dana actually was messaging me over the weekend saying, I do hear you. I do.
All right. That's awesome.
I think there's a rerun.
Our alma mater crew, man, what, 30 years ago? How long ago was that?
It's been over 30 years. Well, since we graduated.
Since we were in
I don't know. Let me see. I graduated in like 95. So like 28 years. It's been a 28 years. Something like that. But let me take a stab at a couple of the other things that we rolled out today. We've got the La Crosse station, the Eagle, as mentioned. And we've got a new station in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 93.5 FM. We're calling it the Tap. The Tap. We'll keep you abreast of what's on tap. Above and beyond the Tap in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, we're also rolling out new content today on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 in Kenosha. And here's the most exciting part, at least from my point of view. I am a total sports homer, as you know, Doms. The audience will soon know. If they don't know it yet, they will soon. But I, through the efforts and the greater network opportunities afforded by Civic Media, have landed the Packers. We've landed the Bucks, the Badgers. And when I say the Badgers, I mean football, basketball, hockey, even a little bit of women's basketball. We're going to play a multitude of the Badger sports and the Brewers for 2024. I've been joking, Dom. It's going to be Brewers and Biden in 2024 on WRJN. So we have expanded the number of stations that we're playing out across the state. And we've added a fun, I don't even know what they call the music format. It's a damn fun music format in the Eau Claire Valley, 105.7. That's up on the air playing the Civic Media format. And we've also made some minor alterations to the lineup. And the most important one is the addition of Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn is going to join the Civic Media broadcast lineup this evening at 6 o'clock Central Time. And you'll be very excited if you don't know who Maggie Dawn is. If you missed her on our fine program, well, she is about as dynamic as they get. She's award-winning. We got second. She took first, the WBA Best Interview of the Year 2021, I believe. I never saw that crystal trophy. Went straight to her trophy room, apparently. But Maggie Dawn is joining the lineup this evening at 6 o'clock. You're going to enjoy her on weeknights immediately following the Devil's Advocates. And not only is she Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, a very talented attorney at law, she's got an econ degree. She's smarter than Dom and Crudy put together. That's my opinion. At least smarter than this guy. I'll just speak for myself. You know, I'm still not hearing Dom, Ebone. We know that? Okay, just making sure Dom knows that. So, anyways, we got the Maggie Dawn show that rolls out tonight. And we got a few changes throughout the lineup. Most importantly, at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a comprehensive Wisconsin news coverage. More comprehensive than we've ever offered as a radio network prior. We rolled it out at 8 o'clock this morning. Our friend Luke Mathers did the first cast of the morning. Heard Luke. Did a fine job. Very professional. Very anchor-like. Could have been the second coming of Walter Cronkite. And then the noon cast. And the noon cast is a longer cast still. And that was very exciting. And we also rolled out something called the Town Hall. Or the Town Call, more accurately. And this is a new product. We're going to use people from around the state. We're going to have callers from around the state. Oh, I can hear you, Dom.
Oh, there we go.
Welcome
Sorry
back to
that,
the party, man. Town
all
Call.
Right, all right. I know.
We do Town Call each and every day at 844.
That's right.
967-2789 before she gets impatient with us. Let go of the... That's mine. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome back, Jeannie. How you doing, sister? Did you turn on the radio
Jeannie.
Station recently?
I think we can proclaim today we love you, Civic Media, and all of you guys. It was so exciting. I turned on the radio, and I heard you clear as day without getting cut out by the Internet, and it was just wonderful. Then I ran around the house to try to get you back on again. I had you clear as day, and then I checked out your music station. Outstanding. Thank you, guys. This is just the greatest gift. And I don't know how you're going to promote this, but I hope you are in our area, like, you know, maybe with our, you know, TV station and, you know, that you're in our area. Just an idea.
Well, I'm not sure how we're going to promote it either. That's somebody else above my pay grade. But, Jeannie, I swear to goodness, every time I have been working on this deal. I have been working on this deal since last June. Do you know how many times I had to bite my tongue not to say, Jeannie, I got you a station. It's coming. Just keep the faith, sister. And for our friend.
I kept the faith, and you did an outstanding job, and we're just blessed to have you guys. And I really love your lineup. I think it's going to be outstanding. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Thanks for listening.
Jeannie. On the Tab, 93.5 FM, our newest, funnest station. That might be the shiniest, FM-est station of them all. The Tap in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Tell all your friends, not just Jeannie. 93.5 FM, it sounds damn clear. And the music station's not half bad either. 105.7, our new friends will make friends in La Crosse, in God's country, on 1490 The Eagle. And the Heritage, the 97-year Heritage Station, chock full of Badgers, Bucks, Brewers, and Packers, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. Come back, more Devils.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration is telling China's military to stop challenging American warplanes and warships. Spokesman John Kirby.
These are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by
the PLA, the PRC's military, in particularly in the area of the Taiwan Straits and in the South China Sea.
Why did a business jet make a U-turn and enter restricted airspace in Washington, D.C.? CBS's Jeff Pegues is in Virginia, near where the plane crashed yesterday.
There were four people on board. Fighter jets were scrambled when the people on board did not respond to air traffic control. The cause of the crash remains under investigation.
The recovery effort has mostly ended at the site of a partially collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa. Mayor Mike Mattson.
We're working with multiple structural experts from all around the country to understand how best to proceed and do this in a dignified manner.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. A man from Kenosha drowned in Lake County yesterday trying to swim across the channel on the chain of lakes. The incident took place early Sunday morning near Petite Lake, and authorities were able to find the 25-year-old man's body about 5 hours after being reported missing. A Greenfield teacher who was accused of engaging in an improper relationship with a student has chosen to resign instead of being terminated. A school investigation revealed proof of an inappropriate relationship between the teacher and an 18-year-old student, although specific details have not been released. A tradition returns to Milwaukee this summer. Melissa Kay has more.
Milwaukee is bringing back its fireworks show this year, scheduled for July 3rd at Veterans Park. Park managers are asking folks to stay behind after the show to help with the cleanup process.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Madness Edition. Now, I had promised the audience in your absence, Dom, that we would have Kristen Bride today from Asgos, Wisconsin. And apparently she had a little dental work, so she is rescheduled for tomorrow at this time. About 24 hours from now, Kristen Bride, the effervescent hostess of Asgos, Wisconsin, joins us. We'll have some fun with Kristen tomorrow. And this big program, always a town call all around the state of Wisconsin. You know, I am actually flagging good callers on behalf of our new Noonday product, the Town Call product, because we're doing citizen panels. And William Walters is hosting it, and we need people to represent. I mean, I just don't want a stiff. I don't want, like, a CJ. I want good people. I want callers that want to have reasonable discourse, that want to go on a panel and represent their ideology, their part of the state, their point of view. And I'm not looking for all liberals, man. I don't even consider myself always a liberal. Certainly not you. You've come a lot farther left, though.
Well, you know, they drove me left, Curdy.
I dragged you left.
All that, and, you know, I have this thing against fascism, but, you know, call me Antifa.
844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc calling us. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Bill, you forget how the phone stuff works, man? You're supposed to be ready for us.
Wind it up.
I don't know where Bill's at. Mark from the SAC, let's give you a crack. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
And, you're going to have to teach Bill how this phone thing works. You call, and then we answer, and you talk.
Yeah, well, and congratulations to Dom, because Dom has come a long way, but he's actually had an open mind, a questioning mind that actually questioned his beliefs and came around to, you know, and saw the value of, you know, social services and a little bit more socialism in our
Well, Mark, you know, when new information comes to light, man, you know, you got to change the opinion sometimes.
You got to do it. And
I would like to think that I have been damn convincing. I have been persuasive. I cajoled him to the left.
I've been arguing with you since college. It wasn't you. It was our fair audience, man. I've learned more from our audience than I have from lots and lots of people.
And again, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you having, you know, regular Joe on yesterday. But am I wrong in what I heard, that he actually still believes that it was just a Russia hoax, that Trump was just pure and no Russian interference?
That's why Civic Media had to expand into the Fox Valley up to GBW, because yes, he did indeed. Joe Giangonti, regular Joe, he's a syndicated morning host based out of Green Bay, but he's got a broader network. Maybe not as big a footprint as the devil's advocates at this late hour. But yes, it's all a Russia hoax. Because, of course, if all you did was watch Fox News, that's what they blame.
What the man Mueller says. Report at all? I mean, was that part of the conversation? Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it.
Did I quiz him on whether...
You did, yeah. You discussed the Mueller report.
Dom, I have not read the Mueller report, and I refuse to do so until I get an unredacted copy.
So there's nothing in there like that. You didn't go over the part about if we had any evidence to prove that Donald Trump did not commit a crime, we would say so. Like that kind of discussion.
This was more of a relevant get to know you first date. I wasn't picking faults so much.
You know, I want to find out if we're sleeping together right off the bat, man. I want to get to the point. What are you, first dating? You hope to, you know, get a kiss next time at the door? What are you talking about here?
Well, I don't move that fast, man. Third date before you start rubbing my knee.
Let's go, baby.
844-967-2789 gets my better judgment. Welcome back, CJ. How you been?
Hey, CJ.
I've been good. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Are you auditioning for the town call? Because I'd like to think you've got it within your capability to be a reasonable human being, to speak about the topic we're talking about. But you often sort of go off script, CJ, and you make me nervous. Well, I don't know if I could recommend you for the show yet.
Well, you're one of the few that'll still take my call, because trust me, I'm calling every one of your shows. And thank God for that corporation tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts, because you've really used them, haven't you, Crudy?
Me personally, you know, very little today, slim benefit. Me personally, every time there's a change in the tax code, for whatever reason, Crudy takes it in the shorts. I can't catch a break, CJ. But
you time you rich guys pay your fair share. Hey,
rich guys.
You didn't hear the news today. You know, Representative Comer saw the whistleblower's report today.
Whoa, man. Tell us all about it, CJ.
$5 million. Credible.
What is $5 million?
Source to Biden. To Biden for a policy change. And you guys will talk about everything else.
Well, not when I see shock, credible evidence, because I don't consider the third party the witness that you're talking about, this Comer. Comer promised us the evidence like at a press conference a couple of weeks ago. Told the DOJ, don't indict him before I could roll out the evidence. And then he gave me a nothing burger, dude.
We listened to 2 years from Pencil Neck.
This guy's 4 years in. The Durham report was 4 years in the making. That nothing burger's 4 years cooking, buddy.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Really? So if you're, I just want to be very specific here on your criticism. The time frame. Crudy just mentioned 4 years on the Durham report. And what, 2 years for the Mueller report? So you got a problem with the 2 years but not the four? If timing is the issue for you, CJ?
The Mueller report gave us nothing.
30-something criminal convictions.
How many convictions, CJ? Name the number of convictions. How many convictions, CJ?
Well, that's a very efficient cost per conviction, quite frankly, through the federal courts.
Dom, do you want to hear my answer?
Yes, I want you to acknowledge how many convictions came out of the investigation of the Mueller report. I want to hear a number out of your mouth right now, CJ. Go.
Never paper.
There you go.
Zero.
Thanks for the call, man.
The answer is zero. Well, there was
27789. No, I'm talking about the Mueller report.
Well, the Mueller report led to 30 plus convictions, I believe.
Yes.
And the Durham report led to one FBI agent pleading guilty.
Yes.
To a misdemeanor and being granted probation.
And that was an investigation by somebody else who actually was, he ended up adopting it, Durham did.
I'm not saying that that is good conduct on behalf of the FBI agent, but...
Certainly not, right? He got convicted. He pled down to it. He pled it, so he
hardly,
did it.
Hardly equates to the 10 or more cases of obstruction of justice that the Mueller investigation laid out against the former president and his administration. And, you know, the $5 million, still haven't seen any direct evidence that any of it went to the big guy. You know what I mean, CJ? I've heard John Solomon. I've heard Hannity. I've heard you. But no one's shown me a scintilla of, what do they call that? Evidence. Not speculation. You know, what Ron Johnson say? Well, you gotta infer the evidence.
Yes, infer the guilt. We just know it. We know it. Just like we knew that Donald Trump could not have possibly lost that election. You just have to infer it. Trust your feelings, Luke. You know it to be true.
Well, when I see evidence presented in a court of law, indictments, convictions, well, that has a credibility sort of creating thing for me. When you can present evidence in a court of law under oath, then I believe it. When it's a Comer interview on the Foxy News with Maria Bartiromo, who's been on the losing end of a $800 million defamation suit, you know, I really, let's just say I'm skeptical.
You question the veracity of the source. Here's what ABC News says back from 2019. Over the course of his nearly two-year-long probe, Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team of prosecutors have indicted 34 individuals and three Russian businesses on charges ranging from computer hacking to conspiracy and financial crimes.
Well, I can't help the
7 guilty pleas and 5 people sentenced to prison.
I can't help the fact that the former president pardoned a handful of those people, including what, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, others?
And Manafort, Gates. I'm not clear if Gates was or not.
Pretty sure Rick Gates. And what were they selling pardons for? $2 million a pop?
And Flynn too.
Yes. Michael Flynn, he was also pardoned. Yes.
Well, some of the accusations, you know, there's so many accusations, because of course guys like this, they cash, everything's transactional, everything can be monetized, and if you can do it, you do it.
Well, weren't he and Rudy splitting $2 million a pardon? Like, I mean, that's, I know, what, you, yeah,
that was,
think
that
a policy
allegation from Rudy's employee slash consultant that he hired for $1 million and didn't end up paying a whole lot, and some sexual
also
abuse
on tape
or harassment or whatever, and also presumably on tape. Yes, that him and he, Giuliani, and the former president were selling pardons. I think he was offering her a commission if she could bring some business his way, is my impression of how that conversation
went.
But
the big breaking news over on Fox News or whatever, see Newsmax maybe, OAN, whatever CJ source, is that the $5 million that was funneled back to Hunter, some portion of that must have made it to the big guy. And I'm like, they were literally on the street selling pardons for $2 million a pop. And if I understood correctly, the investment fund, the Bonesaw, the Saudis, put with Jared Kushner was 2 billion with the B dollars.
$2 billion. Yeah, Jared Kushner, you know, a guy that owns real estate, never did a fund in his life.
Well, you don't need any prior investment knowledge or expertise. I mean, you could sit on the board of Burisma, or you could perhaps head up a hedge fund on behalf of the Saudis and guide their $2 billion. Because, of course, that's not made to influence any sort of decisions by the former president.
Or to thank them for certain decisions already made.
Well, aren't the Saudis also thanking Trump mightily through the LIV golf venture?
That's my understanding.
If only you had more to work with, CJ.
Yeah, I mean, it just is. Good luck, though. You try again tomorrow, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, let's talk about some more backyard politics here in the great state of Wisconsin. There is a rumor afoot that the GOP Senate campaign arm might be heading in the right direction, Dom. You brought this to my attention over at thepolitico.com. You know, they published a fine piece about me and Sage and a few other topics the other day. I see it's still up at the bottom of the page. I hope it's still getting plenty of traction.
No pictures of me, man. It's just a crying shame.
Suddenly, things are actually going the Senate GOP campaign arm's way. A high-profile recruit and some decisions by people not to run has the NRSC feeling good.
I mean, it really, this is the best you got. Hey, oh my, thank God the crazies aren't running. Woohoo! Time for celebration.
Well, when Doug Mastriano, remember when he ran for governor in Pennsylvania? Wasn't he the Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate?
Yeah, I believe so, yep.
Because Dr. Oz ran against Fetterman, right? And Mastriano, anyways. The Senate GOP's campaign arm got good news in recent weeks when two very conservative politicians on a run for the upper chamber, Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano and Ohio Rep. Warren Davidson, both decided to forego statewide campaigns. They're so extreme, even the Republicans are afraid of them.
Right, what does that say?
A GOP strategist had worried the two men would complicate their path to taking back the Senate, where Democrats hold a one-vote majority. Before then, the party landed a prize recruit in West Virginia Governor Jim Justice against Senator Joe Manchin, who hasn't even announced yet whether he will seek re-election. Well,
the prize recruit Justice, doesn't he have like millions of dollars against his oil or coal interests and fines for unsafe workplaces?
You know, over the weekend, Joe Manchin was implying he might be the right candidate for a third party run. Yeah. I mean, if you want to split the electorate and see Donald Trump get re-elected, that's a great way to do it. Have Joe Manchin run third party or some other third way moderate Democrat, right? So anyways, the other thing they're excited about, they're good people nibbling on the hook. Well, Dom, here in the state of Wisconsin, the seemingly unbeatable Tammy Baldwin has not yet raised an opponent, right?
Uh-oh.
Well, this NRSC, these Senate Republicans, they think they got a bite. They got one nibbling, Dom.
There's one on the worm. Get him on the hook.
We'll see. Come back with us. We'll tell you who they mean. Who's the big mouth bass with the big old hook in his mouth? We'll see. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 58, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 75, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Lows level off around 53 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's
this summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always love it when our audience joins us. You can do so at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the most important part, I think, of this political article talks about our backyard. The race to lose to Tammy Baldwin. Who's it going to be? Which Republican's going to step up and then fall on the sword, because Tammy's going to hand them their ass. That would be my prediction, but depends on who it would be. Now, here is the latest according to this political article. I read from the body of the piece. And in Wisconsin, recruiters are eager to lure GOP Rep Mike Gallagher to run against the Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. As part of their pitch, the NRSC conducted polling that showed Gallagher trailing Baldwin by just one percentage point. A person close to Gallagher said the congressman is listening to those urging him to run, but is currently focused on his work leading the Select Committee on China. The Select Committee on China, Dom. That's important work, he thinks. Can you see him? Is he the one? I think he would give them the best chance. I think that Gallagher would narrow the margin of victory to maybe under 5 for Tammy Baldwin. Tammy would still win, but she would only win by like 5. But if it's, you know, let's say Tom Tiffany, I think we could see a historic level ass kicking. Could be 15.
Another one? Yes. Tiffany's He's a terrible candidate compared to Gallagher. But, I mean, if Gallagher, what? So he has to, what, resign? He couldn't run again? Can't run concurrently? So
there is nothing under Wisconsin state law that would force him to resign his position as congressman. He could theoretically, and we've seen this in the example of Paul Ryan, he could theoretically run for both offices concurrently, but he would have, let's call it a credibility gap. Where do you want to serve, right? So if you run for two offices and you win one, or you win them both, what are you going to be? Well, of course, you're going to be a U.S. senator, right? So are you doing your congressional seat? Would you be doing the 8th CD any sort of justice if you ran for senator and also, you know, said, and if that doesn't work out, give me the seat in Green Bay, would you? Prize? Well, I think it would at least, at the minimum, perhaps inspire the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin to run a candidate in the 8th. You know, maybe oppose the man who's also running for the U.S. Senate race. I'd love to see a great candidate coming out of the 8th. We also need a candidate coming out of the 6th.
There should be no unopposed congressional candidates in the state of Wisconsin, period. Period. I mean, there should be always somebody, even if it's a placeholder for a conversation, and they're going to martyr themselves and get their ass kicked in a red county or whatever the case may be. There should always be someone on the other side of that ballot.
Even with the current makeup of the partisan gerrymandered congressional maps. Now that's different than Wisconsin legislative maps. Those are really cooked. but the congressional maps, they're just slanted, let's say. Well, Brian Stell in the first CD is vulnerable. If we put up a better candidate, a viable, a credible candidate, we could have a real fight there. I understand we got a new civic media radio station, WRJN. We could help you fight that fight in the first. In regards to the third CD, where Derek Van Orden, the insurrectionist, now serves, playing like he's some sort of middle-of-the-road moderate after attending the insurrection on his campaign finance money. So anyways, Derek Van Orden, we now have approximately five stations in the fifth CD. Now, I think we've got the same problem reoccurring that we had before. So, Derek Van Orden, we're coming for you. We got five stations in the third CD. So, we'll see how that could affect things. But we've also got WGBW up in the 8th Congressional District. That's Mike Gallagher territory. So, if Gallagher does take the bait, if Gallagher does decide he's going to jump into the race, well, he would have some competition for re-election, at least a congressional competition. And I think he would strongly have to think twice about taking on the very powerful, the very talented, somewhat progressive, but Tammy Baldwin. I don't think that's an easy race for anyone to win. I think you would have to think long and hard. You'd have to fight like hell. And then you maybe would have a snowball's chance in hell of beating Tammy Baldwin. 844-967-2789. So we are working on lots of different stuff here in hour number one. We're going to wrap it up and throw it to hour number two here coming up. And we're going to take lots of your phone calls. Each and every day is like a town call right here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Don't know if some of you were unaware, but I filled in on the radio. It's my second show of the day. I didn't mail it in. I'm not mailing it in now. But I now recall why I don't host a morning radio show. It's not just the fact that the tequila probably wouldn't permit them to do a morning radio show.
No way, man. It's too early.
8 o'clock. I was on the radio this morning at 8 o'clock. I was joined by Todd Alba. That made the first hour a little bit easier. But by hour number two, it was just yours truly trying to carry things. And it wasn't so much the getting up for 8, you know, doing the radio job 8 to 10 o'clock. That's the easy part. It was getting up and, like, reading the newspaper at 6. I was up before 6 right. This morning.
Right.
I think I mentioned I like to sleep past 6.
Right. Kurt, I just want to throw this out there from that political piece, and I don't think we got to it. Last paragraph here. Again, you can join us, 844-967-2789. As they write, there's been a persistent fear that far-right candidates would once again muck things up. Talking about Mastriano, who lost a gubernatorial election in 22 by 15 percentage points, was arguably the GOP's biggest concern in the country. His support of a no-exceptions abortion ban, along with his appearance at the Capitol on the day of the January 6th attack and his attempt to overturn the 2020 election, turned off independent swing voters and even many Republicans last year. Yeah, there's still plenty of Republicans that are down for all of those things. Worries of Mastriano running again were so pronounced that Trump made clear to Republicans in private conversations that he didn't want to share a ticket with him in November. Trump told Republicans he would be unlikely to endorse Mastriano as a result, a turnaround from 2022 when the former president backed him in the primary.
Folks,
so that's why, man. Trump said thumbs down on Mastriano, man. You're too crazy for even us.
Give him the old Caesar.
Down.
No, thumbs down. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to wrap up hour one. And then a brand new comprehensive statewide news right here on the Civic Media Network rolling out. Anchor Terry Bell will be next. We'll be back in like 7 minutes. Don't fear, but you're getting the better news. A statewide news, local news, and sports. See, we're improving each and every day right here on the Civic Media Network. Shout out to some new friends. La Crosse, the Eagle, the Tap, 93.5, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the Heritage, WRJN, 1400.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.